Welcome back. Welcome back to Carjoletta Lolita Davis's podcast. I just want to give you guys a little update. Sometimes you may be going through some issues with some scandalous companies and wannabe banks. I just want to let you know, stay away, run, get away from them. Don't give them your information, because these type of companies, entities, wannabes, they not going to delete your stuff. They not going to correct nothing. It's going to be difficult for you to close them out. They're going to make you go through a hassle and call some customer service number and give you the runaround. Why should anybody go through that? So here's a few companies, wannabe banks or whatever, that you need to probably stay away from. And these are companies and entities that I personally have dealt with, and I've had to deal with the runaround, the refusal, all when it comes to your information. Okay? So get a piece of paper, write it down, investigate them, research them before you do any type of business or you give these people any of your information, because you don't want to deal with the headache that I had to deal with these type of companies. They're a headache. Stay away from MetaBank. Anything that has MetaBank, I don't care if it's Netspend, I don't care who's using them, stay away from them. Believe me, in the future, you're going to deal with them taking some money from you or transferring some money from you that they didn't have no business doing. Any type of global cash cards, stay away from that. Netspend, that's connected with MetaBank. Wisely, that's connected with MetaBank. U.S. Bank, I don't know who they connected to, but they help the jails and the prisons and all the criminals. Green Dot, stay away from any type of Green Dot cards. And any credit unions and any employer debit cards, don't get them. You're better off just doing direct deposit with your own legitimate bank somewhere where you're located and they have a building or whatever, brick and mortar, where you can get to. Don't deal with no type of banks that is in another state and they don't have no ATMs. Don't even deal with them. That'd be a waste of your time. When it get ready, you can sign up online, and then if you try to close it out, it's going to be a hassle. You might need to go to a bank, to the bank for emergency, and they ain't got no bank available. They ain't got no ATM, and then they're going to charge you all types of money. You can't even load. You can't even load on these cards. You try to deposit money on these cards, they'll be like, oh, you can go here, there. You go there, and they'll be like, sorry, we can't do that. We can do it on a Green Dot card. You can pay $4.95 to load your money on top of this card every single time that you load on here. And every time you try to get money up out of there, we're gonna charge you at least $3. $3 to take your money out. $3 from wherever you got the card from. So you're missing out on what, six or so dollars? What's the point of that? Now, you use a regular bank and you use the bank ATM, you're going to save money. So trying to run from a bank, a legitimate bank, saying that you don't trust the banks. No. From what I've dealt with, all these prepaid cards and all these debit cards that you can get somewhere else because you're trying to prevent from using a real bank when they are using some type of bogus bank. Like, if you want to open an account for a bank, it's better for you to go to that actual bank and open up an account versus signing up through a card, say like Netspend, and then they're using some type of bank. So how are they actually opening up an account using your information? I don't understand how that works. And it don't make no sense. Anytime, even the bureaus, when you have the so-called state departments, You got the State Department and the Secretary supposed to be overseeing the departments. But who oversees these other divisions, bureaus, sections? It goes on and on and on. And then they'll say, oh, for the division, who's the head of that? You find out director or something like that. Okay, so who does the director answer to the secretary? And then you have the division, and underneath the division, then there's a bureau. So when you see a bureau or a division in front of a name, such as State of Wisconsin, Department of Workforce Development, Division of Bureau of blah, 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 United States Secretary of Treasury, Bureau of Division of, ain't no supervision of none of those. It don't matter if you go to the Office of Inspector General. That's supposed to be kind of like supervising them to make sure that the employees aren't doing what they're supposed to do. They're not going to do nothing. You know, so when it boils down to it with all these, it's just, I don't know, ghosts. They just like ghosts, like you have a problem, nobody knows how to answer, give you the run around. Just stay away from them. Don't do business with them. You know what I'm saying? It's just a waste of time. Nobody needs to waste their time. You know, you sitting up here trying to, you know, have a location where you have your money going, or direct deposit, you want to put it here, you want to put it there, whatever the case may be. But when people take your information and feel like they want to do what they want to do, you tell them to close it out and they don't close it out. Or you got bureaus opening up bank cards for you. With what? How is they doing that? Think about it. Even when it comes to the little child support, quote unquote. Here they got people sending money to a P.O. box, and the P.O. box is going where? And what bank are you using? Then you find out the bank that they're using is some other state. How in the world did you open up an account using my information without my consent to some type of bank? And the bank is they using IDs and social security cards and all that stuff? What is they using to open up these accounts? That's what you need to think about. Because the employer, are they, you signed up to work a job and they have this little bank card or debit card that they're trying to give you. So how are they opening up the account? How does that work where you're taking my information and you're opening up a group bank account? Is that what it is? No, you don't want none of them. You don't want nobody mixing your money with somebody else's money. You don't want to even be involved in that. You don't know what this company doing. You don't know what that department doing. You don't know what that bureau doing. You don't know what they doing. And you don't want to be involved. So don't do business with them. So if you need to repeat, rewind, and all them names that I gave you, which I can give you more, these are the ones that just come to my head because, one, I just got off the phone with one company. And they had the nerve to tell me to send my birth certificate. I just sent you my driver's license and my Social Security card. Now, aren't you supposed to do some type of check to make sure that what I'm sending you is right? Because you got the wrong information and you're refusing to update it. Now, at that point, I'm concerned. Not only do you need to close that out, if you don't close that out, I am going to report you. But then when you report them to, I don't care if it's a state or federal agency or bureau or department, what they gonna do? Is they gonna help the company commit fraud against me? Is that what you're saying? Okay. Well, I say be careful, do your research so that you don't have to be in these type of positions and waste your time, your energy, you know, thinking you can go here and go there when they have no remedy for you. Absolutely none. So y'all have a blessed day. Make sure to rewind this. I don't care who get upset about it, because when it comes to your stuff, can't nobody be upset about what somebody doing other than you. They don't got no business being upset. For what? Because you concerned about your personal information? I don't think so. It ain't theirs. Like I say, they don't show no ID. They don't show nothing. Last time I checked, I don't think no state, no federal, no none of them departments using ID to do nothing. I don't know how they get an account. I don't even know if the state or any of these departments or bureau, they even have a bank account. So how is you opening accounts using other people's information? Okay, see ya. Y'all have a great day.